This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Protesters are out in force here in the city this morning after the shooting of a woman in Minneapolis by an ICE agent. The crowds of protesters gathering in Foley Square in Lower Manhattan, where Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is expected to be speaking this morning. Our Mary Lynn Buckley is in Foley Square. She joins us now live.
Linda, this started with protesters rallying at Foley Square. They called this an emergency rally, with Kristi Noem being here in the city. And then they took to the streets, marching from Foley Square towards the Brooklyn Bridge. I spoke with Emily, one of many people in the crowd. She says when she heard the news about Renee Nicole Good, she couldn't just sit with her thoughts. She had to come out and fight back.
I don't have the answers. I'm here because the only way I can deal with the horror and the grief is to be with other people who are feeling the same thing.
And for many in this crowd, they say this may be the first of many protests in memory of Renee Nicole Good here in the city. Their message, they want to be loud and clear. ICE out of New York, ICE out of everywhere. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Foley Square.
New York City parents may soon have free childcare for their two-year-olds. Mayor Mamdani and Governor Hochul are set to announce the plan today. The announcement, the first step in fulfilling one of Mayor Mamdani's major campaign promises as part of his agenda to make the city more affordable. In a statement, Governor Hochul said she's committing to fully funding the first 2 years of the city's free childcare program for two-year-olds. She describes it as an expansion of the city's existing universal pre-K program. Governor Murphy at Ramsey High School this morning. He's signing New Jersey's school cell phone ban into law today. Our Glenn Shuck with that story.
Governor Murphy signing Jersey's phone-free schools legislation here in Ramsey because, as 1010 Winds first reported in 2024, this district becoming one of the first to make students lock up their smartphones and smartwatches. It was just weeks into the program that Superintendent Dr. Andrew Matteo had told me they were already seeing progress.
But no, we see more kids talking. We see kids, and in gym class, they're 100% away. We have a procedure for that already. I saw kids sweating in gym class last week. I haven't seen kids sweating in a high school gym class in a few years.
Phil Murphy leaves office in less than 2 weeks. He says he's proud to sign this measure before he leaves. He calls it a game changer to reduce student anxiety and cut down on classroom distraction. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Ramsey.
Police are asking for your help finding the three people responsible for a string of muggings around the city over the last month, targeting people with iPads. Three of the incidents were in Brooklyn. One was just off Fifth Avenue on the Upper East Side. In each case, two or three of the suspects would go up to the victim, grab the iPads or the bag containing an iPad, and flee the scene. Thankfully, no major injuries have been reported as a result of those incidents, but you can see images of the suspects at 1010winds.com. A Long Island man accused of poisoning his wife to death will face a judge today.
The Nassau County DA says Alina Asif had just dropped off her children at school, and when she arrived back at her home in Herricks, her estranged husband was hiding in the house waiting for her. 53-year-old Asif Carisi is accused of putting a cyanide-like substance on her face, suffocating her and burning her face. She died inside the house. He's accused of also stalking his estranged wife. The two had been fighting over the divorce settlement agreement. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Harvey Weinstein returned to court this morning as he attempts to overturn his latest sex crime conviction. He argues jurors were bullied and intimidated during deliberations and that the judge failed to step in. Court filings describe shouting matches, verbal aggression, and at least one juror who said they were afraid for their safety. In sworn statements, two said they didn't believe Weinstein was guilty but had given in because of other jurors' aggression. Prosecutors have pushed back, saying the judge handled complaints appropriately and that jury tension is not unusual in high-profile cases. With the hearing now underway, we expect to hear the judge's ruling soon. A reward is now on the table as cops search for the trio involved in a violent robbery at a bodega in the Bronx.
Very clear surveillance video of these three masked men barging into the bodega on Home Avenue late Tuesday night. One of them pointing a gun directly at the clerk. The $5,000 reward coming from the United Bodegas of America.
So we're asking the public, if they know who they are, to turn these guys in. I guarantee you they're going to kill someone that doesn't have the cash that they want.
The group's Fernando Mateo telling 1010 Winds more than $3,000 in cash and some jewelry as well was stolen, and they're demanding swift action.
And we need to do whatever we can as an organization, get these guys off the streets.
He says the two workers inside at the time left shaken and terrified. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Morrisania.
Hospitals in the city and on Long Island are getting ready ahead of a potential nurses' strike. The city's Office of Emergency Management says it's putting contingency plans in place in case nearly 16,000 nurses walk off the job on Monday. If that happens, OEM says hospitals could divert patients, bring in temporary nurses, or shift operations to keep emergency care running. Nurses at seven hospitals have rescinded their strike notices, but hospitals like Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and New York Presbyterian remain at risk. A dangerous drug-resistant fungus is spreading across hospitals and nursing homes here in New York and New Jersey. They call it Candida auris, and doctors say it's hard to detect, tough to treat, and can cause serious infections. The CDC reported that more than 7,000 cases happened nationwide last year, and that's a big jump from a few years ago. Dr. Andrew Handel is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Stony Brook Children's Hospital.
When that same fungus arrives inside a nursing home or an assisted living home or a hospital setting, where you have sicker individuals, then the candida takes an opportunity from going from just living on your body, not causing any trouble, to causing an invasive infection because it's infecting someone who has complex medical problems and is more susceptible to the infection.
Handel says the medical industry is coming up with new medicines to help fight the fungus. The NYPD are on the hunt for a man they say exposed himself to an 11-year-old girl inside a stuck elevator in Harlem. It happened on Wednesday morning around 8 a.m. inside a public housing building near 155th Street and Frederick Douglass Boulevard. Cops say the man entered the broken elevator, exposed himself without saying a word, and then ran off. They've now released surveillance photos of the suspect. Anyone with information is asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.